This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum will be looking at linoleic acid. A linoleic acid is this 18-carbon fatty acid with two double bonds found in the diet of dairy cattle. This data was from the 2020 American Dairy Science Association National Meetings held in June. It was summarized by South Dakota State University located at Brookings, South Dakota. The unique thing is what they did, Bill, is that they did what we call a meta-analysis, and they looked at all 16 of the published research studies in various journals looking at the impact of these unsaturated fatty acids. They looked at two different sources. First, they look at corn oil, and the level in the diets range from 0.7 to 2.8% of corn oil in the diet. And then they looked at soy oil, and that was at 0.5 to 7.4% soy oil in the diets. They looked at all of the unsaturated fatty acids referred to as RUFAs, rumen unsaturated fatty acids, which include oleic, which is 18-1, 18 carbon, one double bond, linoleic, which is 18 carbon length, two double bonds, and linolenic, which is an 18 carbon, three double bonds. When they summarized all the data, the real fatty acid that was having most impact would be the linoleic, which is the 18 carbon, two double bond here, and referred to commonly in literature as CLAs, conjugated linoleic acid, which has some health benefits and can have some negative impacts on cows as well. What's interesting is that the levels ranged from a low of 143 grams to a high of 760 grams per day. And when they plotted all the research from the 16 studies, it was a linear depression. Depression in lower dry matter intake, lower levels of 4% fat-corrected milk, lower milk fat yields in tests. But the good news was no impact on milk protein, and that would have been expected. So their recommendation is that we need to look at the concentrations of linoleic acid and should be monitored carefully when we look at optimal milk production. The R-squared, which simply says how much of this variation in milk fat was related to linoleic acid, 41%. That's a very high percent. So it certainly says there's a big relationship between milk fat tests, which in the control cows or lower levels were pretty close to 4%, and some of the really high levels of the C18 linoleic acid was at 3.2% milk fat. So therefore, really having an impact when we start looking at milk checks when we're especially being sold, marketed as pounds of milk fat produced per day. So what's the trigger number? Well, they are recommending less than 350 grams of linoleic acid from all sources. That would include corn grain, corn silage, soy sources, any supplemental linoleic sources that will pop up in the diet. Distiller's grains would fit there as well. We use a thumb rule of basically 500 grams of PUFAs, and that would include linoleic, linolenic, and any 20 carbon multiple fatty acids as well. But remember, these are essential fatty acids, meaning, Bill, that the cow has to have some in the diet. She cannot produce what she needs by simply generating within her body. Well, that concludes our program for today. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, is featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Rural areas have particularly felt the impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
There may have been a bit of overconfidence about the fact that we live in a small town. We won't be as impacted and affected as those who live in congested cities. That obviously turned out not to be the case, unfortunately and tragically. To reduce the concern that people may have about any risk associated with vaccinations, I think the farm community has responded well. I know a number of large farming operations are, in fact, making vaccination opportunities available to their workers. I've had conversations with governors of states encouraging them as they talk about the need for vaccination to point out the importance of having these essential workers vaccinated.
Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.